This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country. Terming the unity in diversity in a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said that the government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said that he was responding to the high and the special discussion of the glorious journey of the 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister said that this government is committed to implement the Uniform Civil Code because of its reflects of the vision of the country's constitution makers. He said that the NDA government is working to bring the secular UCC. The Prime Minister Modi proposed 11 resolutions before the government and aimed at shaping India's future. This includes the development of all the zero tolerance for corruption. The Prime Minister highlighted the step taken by the NDA government to bring the unity of the country through the various schemes and initiatives. With the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said that India is committed to becoming a developed nation and it will become a third largest economy in the country. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said, "This is a matter of pride for the country." He remembered the contribution made by its framers, saying that Indian democracy is the inspiration for the world. Mr. Modi said that the government is working with a focus on women-led development and the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhyanam was being passed by the parliament last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the fourth National Conference of the Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will address the conference today. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, is focusing on the evolution and the implementation of the Common Development Agenda and the blueprint of the cohesive action in the partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and the state governments with a focus of enhancing the cooperative federalism and ensuring the better coordination with the achievement of faster growth and development. BJP President JP Nadda has lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech delivered during the debate of 75 years of the constitution adoption, saying it will remove the web of confusion being spread by the Congress and the opposition on the constitution and other subjects. Talking to X, Mr. Nadda wrote at the beginning of the celebration of Constitution Day and following the ideals of the architect of the Constitution, Baba Saheb Ambedkar is a proof that BJP is a true protector of the Constitution. In the last 10 years, under the leadership of Modiji, we are all determined for the upliftment of every section and all-round development of the country. He said our commitment towards integral humanism and Antyodaya will give a concrete shape to resolve the building of the developed India. Nadda further said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared 11 resolutions with the countrymen in Lok Sabha on the completion of 75 years of the constitution. The Vice President of India, Jagdeep Dhankar, will be on a one-day tour to Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh from today. During his visit, the Vice President will inaugurate the Geoscience Museum and will preside as the chief guest at the unveiling of the statue of the Srimant Jivaji Rao Sindhya at Jivaji University in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. Sri Lanka President Anurag Kumar Dissanayake will reach New Delhi today as he embarks an official three-day visit to India. This is the first bilateral visit to India following Sri Lanka's recently concluded presidential and parliamentary elections. New Zealand Trade Minister Todd McClay will travel to New Delhi today to continue the strengthening of New Zealand's relationship with India. Mr. Clay will meet the counterpart, Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal. He will also meet the senior members of the Indian business community. In hockey, India stormed into the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup tournament, beating Japan 3-1 in Muscat in Oman to set up the title clash with China in Women's Asia Cup hockey tournament today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.